It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this evening. It's a packed house as in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine plays host to Evangel. Hello again, everybody, with our men, Neil and Brandon, back at the Game Radio Sports Studio. They're going to double up on me here. They're doing a great job tonight. I appreciate them. Guys, thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, the public address announcer, introducing the starters to this fantastic group on hand here tonight. Let me share them with you, okay? First of all, for Evangel. To say they're good, probably understatement. Evangel coming into the ballgame tonight, 13-2 on the season, 8-1 in the conference, number 18 in the nation. And in her second year, head coach Bert Capel, who was a great player at Evangel in his playing days. Evangel is going to be starting. Monrique Alvarado, a 5'11" junior from Costa Rica. It'll be Josh Pritchett, a 6'4" senior from Rolla, Missouri, out of Rockhurst University. Adriel Martinborough, a 5'11" guard out of Bahamas. From Oviedo, Florida, standing 6'5", it's redshirt a junior, Jace Coffey, and rounding it out, you got Stephen Salvi, a 6'4" junior from Boca Raton. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody, in his 12th season at the helm, Benedictine is going to be starting Sam Ungashik out of OP, Kansas, a 6-foot freshman, 6'2" junior Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City. From Omaha and Creighton Prep is Jaden Timmy. Andover, Kansas native, Braden Belt, and Tyson Cathy from Liberty, Missouri. And as we get underway, the ball is up the tip of the way. And as quickly as that, Evangel comes down the court and drops in a three. So the Crusaders have taken the very quick, very early lead in the ball game. Benedictine will come up court with the basketball against the full court pressure, trying to get 3-0. Topside with it is going to be Ahmad. He has the ball slapped out of his hands in an aggressive move after the basketball. Adriel Martinborough is going to pick up his first foul. Martinborough says, "Wow, I don't think I did, but yeah, he got quite a bit of body contact in that one as he tried to steal it away from Timmy Benedictine, putting it back in play." Martinborough, by the way, hit that first three. So he's got the first points, he's got the first foul, and Benedictine is still with their first possession of the game. Out on top is going to be Tyson. Kathy tries to back in, dumps it over. Timmy for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Cleared away by Evangel and Josh Pritchett. Here come the Valor. Martinborough goes into the lane, dumps it over. The layup is going to be up and good. Counted and one. Chase Coffey is going to hit that bucket. And Benedictine's Tyson Kathy will have his first foul of the game. Now, Evangel's on a little run against Benedictine. In fact, the Valor beat the Ravens all three times they met last year. They met in the standard home-and-home in the conference schedule. The free throw's up and good. And then they also met on the 25th of February in the second round of the conference tournament. The game at Evangel was an overtime win for the Ballard. Now the ball's going to be stolen away from Braden Belt. And Evangel back up court with the basketball. They'll have it over to the right side, dump it into the edge where the baseline three is up and good. The official waves it off and calls it a two. Two-point shot. Chase Coffee. And quickly, Evangel has exploded now to a 8-0 lead. Here's Ungashik. Takes it down the right side, brings it back up on top, feeds it over to the left side to Tyson. Kathy tries to go into the lane, kicks it over again to Sam. Baseline three, Ahmad up short. High rebound is going to be pulled down by Timmy. He'll go up, draw the foul, and will come to the line for a pair. The whistle is going to be on Stephen Salvi. Hey, talking about Sam Ungashik, you cannot say enough good things about the way this freshman has played. He was named Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Week, and so deserved, as he had a couple of great games in the Ravens' wins over both Central Methodist and Grandview last week, averaging 24.5 points, shot 84.2% from the field. Okay, 84.2 from the field. 30-point game. First 30-point game since Matt Austin scored 33 a year ago. But he was 12 of 14 shooting in that game. Fantastic. A couple of free throws are going to be up and good for Benedictine, and the Ravens are on the board. Jaden Timmy knocks down two. It is 8-2. Ravens are going to steal on the up court. Ungashik drives and does not hit the layup. Uncharacteristic miss for Sam. Back up with Wilcome Evangel. 17:47 to go in the opening half. Ballard with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. They'll dish it over to the right side, getting it there to Salvi. The feed into the right block, and Salvi's going to lose the handle on the ball. It escapes down to the baseline. Rebounding it out of play. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens up the court. Ungashik will take it across the timeline, working in front of the scorer's table. 8-2. Valor in front. Timmy will take it over to the left side. Back it'll come to Sam. He's being played on the player defense by Martinborough. Back out on top, it'll come to Belt. Here's another three for Ahmad. That one halfway down, it comes out. And the rebound cleared away by Evangel. Josh Pritchett will sweep it away. Evangel goes into the lane. It's blocked by Ahmad. Lewis gets upstairs, knocks it away, goes all the way to the other end of the court, and has the ball stripped away and turns it over. Now the Ravens' upcourt pass is going to be stolen by Tyson. Over to the left side to Ahmad, and Timmy will make him slow it down. Ravens are going to set the offense. The kick across to the right side to Belt. And as good a job as Sam Ungashik has been doing shooting the ball, Belt is the best shooter on this team. And here's Sam from in the middle, and he goes up for the shot and gets fouled. Does not roll in, but he's drawn a lot of contact, and that's going to be a whistle on Chase Coffey. Evangelist quickly picked up three team fouls. Benedictine has one. And another, looks like a small busload of fans makes their way into the gym, and there's absolutely, I don't think, a seat to be found here tonight. Sam Ungashik coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, and his first free throw right in there. Sam is a 74.3% free throw shooter coming into the game tonight. Hits that first one. Has one more coming his way. Takes a big deep breath, the big deep knee bend, and that one no good. So the Ravens trail 8-3 at 16.5 to go in the first half. Good to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas, Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball here on CARE Radio. Driving into the lane, backing in is going to be Alvarado, and Ravens are going to strip the ball away, knock it out of bounds, and will come back in again to Evangel. Alvarado, the 5'11 junior from Costa Rica. Now the official having a visit with Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad getting tangled up, and now the official stepping between Ahmad and an Evangel player. Just making sure that they all understand. Coach Moody's on his feet. Now he's calling the official over saying, yo, wait a minute. You can't tell my guys that. Now the official's coming over, and he's telling Coach Moody, as he's pointing at his chest, I can tell him what I need to tell him. And the tempo, had there really much been any, and there hasn't been much yet tonight, the tempo of the game has gone away. 16:20 to play in the first half. Valor still waiting to put the ball in play at their offensive end, leading it 8-3. It'll come in over to the left side. Martin Burrow will have it. Skip it over to the right. Into the hands of Coffey. Give and go. Martin Burrow lays it up and in. That was a well-executed play, and it is now a 10-3 lead for Evangel. It's worth the 16-minute mark of the opening half. Ahmad Lewis with the ball. He's missed a couple of threes. Skips it over to the right side. Here's Belt for three. He will miss. Get his own rebound. Drive into the lane. Draws three defenders and a little pull-up jump shot in for two. Braden Belt's first bucket of the game. It is 10-5, Evangel. 15:40 to go in the opening half. Evangel in their traveling maroon uniform. The girls are wearing black. Untraditional. This is a very traditional Evangel maroon. Here's a driving layup off the Widowwood good from the left side. Martin Burrow has five. 12-5 crew. There we go. 12-5 Valor. 15:20 to go in the half, and an offensive foul call against Benedictine on the upcourt play. Ravens are going to go to the bench first, and we're going to see coming into the game both Preston Reynolds, the 6'5" freshman guard at Shawnee Mission East High School, and also coming in is going to be Joel Adese, the 6'6" senior forward. Out on top, here's a three, launched and hit. And Evangel just red hot. Mark Burrow's got eight. Benedictine taking a timeout. And guys, we're going to take one here with them. We're down to 15-11 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan. Double-digit lead. Valor 15, Benedictine 5.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Nearly 5 minutes into the ballgame, Evangel has made no substitutions yet. They're being led in scoring by Martin Burrow with 8-5 for Coffey and the other two for Alvarado. And Evangel's been just deadly hot. They are perfect from 3-point, 2 of 2. They're 6 of 8 from the floor, hitting 75% total, 1 of 1 at the free throw line there, missing nothing. Benedictine, on the other hand, is not hitting. Kind of like the ladies' game. BC is 0-for-4 3-point shooting tonight, 1 of 7 overall. Braves is a better shooting team than this. Here's the 3-point shot in and out, won't go for Ahmad Lewis. Ravens are going to come up with the offensive rebound, and then before they can get the transition up the court, the Ravens are going to travel with it, giving it back to Evangel. Down to 14:48 to go in the half. So Valor with a double-digit lead, looking to extend that. Alvarado up the floor, and still we have yet to see an Evangel substitution. Here's Pritchett with the basketball. Over to the right. Another long three. Another one is good. Mark Burrow. 3 of 3. 3-point shooting. Now with, what, 11 points? And as Benedictine goes up with a shot on the other end, they get fouled. It is 18-5. The foul is going to be on Monrique Alvarado. For Evangel, it'll be his first and team foul four at the line for Benedict and Joel Adese. Joel's free throw. That thing is so flat. The 10-foot rim of the ball gets about 11 and a half feet in the air. It's just like on a string, up and in. And for Joel, one more free throw. He's an okay free throw shooter, about 70%, but will hit both of these. And Adese is on the board with 2 points. 18-7 Evangel. And looking out of the court to see, still no changes for Evangel on the floor. Benedictine will make a change. The Ravens, as the shot is up from the outside, that's the first three missed tonight by Evangel. Anthony Hall into the game for the Ravens out of Park Hill High School. He's a 6'5 freshman guard. Here's another Ahmad three. There it is! Ahmad Lewis missed his first three-point shots, but he's going to hit one there, getting his first points in the ballgame. It is now 18-10. BC trying to battle back a little bit at 13:45 to go in the half. On the right side is going to be Martin Burrow. Passes up the shot, kicks it over to Pritchett. He will put it on its way and draw the foul. The whistle's going to be on Anthony Hall. So Hall will pick up his first foul of the game. It'll be for Benedictine. Team foul three. The free throw rattles home. And for the Valor, Josh Pritchett will have his first point. Now we're going to see Evangel go to the bench, and they've got some big guys. Did not start it, but they're going to bring one of them in here. Chandler, as the second free throw is up and off the mark. No, rebounding it down is going to be Adise. It's 19-10. Maria Hockey out of Houston, Texas, went to Prairie View A&M. Chandler is a 6'2", 230-pounder. Ravens with the basketball. Adise off the window and good for two. Joel Adise has four. 19-12. Benedictine has cut the gap to only seven, down 13 a couple of moments ago. Back out on top of it is going to be Alvarado to the left side. Here's another three. Good for Pritchett. 22-12. We go inside, 13 minutes to play, opening half. Driving, coast to coast, the fingertip teardrop over the front lip of the rim. Preston Reynolds, 22-14. Sort of paint a portrait of the prettiest shot in basketball. That's mine, that teardrop shot. Here's a baseline shot from the right side. It's going to be good for Arioki. 24-14. BC with the basketball up top side. Ravens have brought Jake Thompson in, the 6-foot senior. Adise gives it over to the left side, into the lane. The shot is going to be up. Preston misses it, and Evangel is going to rebound it back down. They'll fly up the floor. Baseline right, jumper, no. Rebound tipped out again, and it'll be Adise coming up with it. Credit to Anthony Hall for helping keep that ball alive. And here's the BC offense. Ravens with the basketball with 11:50 to go in the half. Trailing it here by 10. Baseline three. Good! Elmon Lewis finds the range. He's at back-to-back threes. 24-17. 11.5 to go first half. Backing in, spinning into the middle. Alvarado, no room. Swings it back over to the left side. Martin Burrow now on top. Long shot, no good. And Adise rebounds it down. Joel Adise. He is coming in playing very, very well. Benedictine with the basketball over to the right side. Jake traveled with it. Jake Thompson in a big hurry. Saw a lot of daylight. He's going to try to drive. Didn't put the ball on the floor, and Ravens are going to give it back. Looking out of the court where Evangel is going to bring Autry Accord. And there's no question in my mind that that's his sister on the girls' team. Autry is a 6'1" senior from Parkview High School. Also in the game, Brock Smith for Evangel. He's a 6'4" junior. 11 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine down 7. Foul over the basketball. 11 on the shot clock. Back over to the right side with it is going to be Pritchett. He'll cut inside Preston, feeds down to the baseline, the shot blocked from behind by Joel Adise. That's got Coach Capel all the way out to midcourt, throwing his arms in the air. The ball over to the left side, Evangel on top, 2 seconds, 1 second, knocking down the three as the shot clock expires. First point of the game for Brock Smith. Pushing his team back to a double-digit lead. We're at 10.5 to go. In the first half, Evangel up 27-17. Here's Benedictine. Ungashik dumps it over to the right side to Preston Reynolds. Goes back cross-court. Thompson will go three. Misses. And rebound cleared away by Chandler. 10-10 to go. Half. Little scoop pass over to the left side, starting into the lane. The pass on top, the three, nope. Rebound, Benedictine. What these two teams have done go up and down a lot. We've had a lot of shots taken already. 16 by Evangel, 14 by BC. We're at 9:50 to go. Ready for a media timeout. The next dead ball, guys, back in the office, just so you're aware. And here's a long three. It's up and good by Jake Thompson. First break under 10 is going to be our media timeout. We're at 9:40 to go as Benedictine gets again back to within 7 at 27-20. Evangel left side to 3. Online and good again, Josh Pritchett. He's knocked down back-to-back 3. 30-20. And we're at 9:20 to go in the half. Preston's got it up top side, feeds it over to the right. There's a three for the Ravens, Anthony Hall. Benedictine throws another one down, 30-23. 9:10 to go in the half. Richard tips it over to the left side to a court, now down to the baseline left. Backing in, no room there, comes off on top. They'll work the perimeter, dumps it over to the right side. Shot clock and it does it. Stepping inside the circle, taking it down to the baseline where the running shot is going to be up and in. A long two. 32-23. 8:40 to go in the half. This game moving along at a really rapid clip right now. Skip pass underneath to a DC. Does he charge? There's a block. I was afraid that Davey's going to be called for the player control foul, but he is not. Instead, is that going to be a shooting? It is. When we return, Joel Adise will be coming to the free throw line, shooting a pair for the Ravens. But first, we're going to have our media break. It comes at 8:34 to go in the opening half here at the Nolan Gym. The score, Evangel 32, Benedictine 23.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Happy to have you along with us here on CAIR Radio this evening. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton. Atchison. Coming out of the media timeout, both coaches huddle up around their teams and a quick look at how they're playing. Well, Evangelos is playing incredibly solid basketball, hitting 63.2% of their shots, 12 of 19 shooting from the floor, 6 of 9 from outside, and 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Benedictine is 4 of 10 from outside, 7 of 16 overall, so hitting 40% from the outside and 44% from the floor. Ravens are 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Benedictine has 11 rebounds. Evangel with 7. First free throw is going to be up and good for Joel Adise. Joel has come in and he's played well this evening. Takes his time, sends the second one up, and that was it good. I just have to laugh at the way he shoots those free throws. Absolutely just flat. No lift on it at all. A lot of the guys, either the Raptor duster shot, no, not for Joel. 8.5 to go. Benedictine again within 7 at 32-25. Evangel swings the basketball back out on top, into the hands of Accord. He'll get it to DeVault, who's just in. Here's a three from the right side. Another one for Pritchett. Pritchett's third three-point shot of the game. He is 3 of 4, three-point shooting, and has 10. Ravens will have it on the left side. Come back out on top to Sam. Here's a baseline three. Nailed it! Braden Belt from outside. This is a couple of prize fighters, man. They've gone toe-to-toe throwing up threes. 35-28. But Coach Moody's not going to be happy with this, the number of points. It's a phenomenal number. Here's a three on the other end that's no good, but a Benedictine foul may result in 3 free throws. No, no. They're going to bring it in from the sideline. So the foul by Benedictine And here comes Evangel. That was on Jaden Timmy, who's just back in. Shot clock at a dozen, spinning into the lane. Little one-handed shot is going to be up and in for Jace Coffey. Tell you what, Jace out of Hegarty High School in Oviedo, Florida. Kick back to the right side. Benedictine back on offense. Trying to get down 37-28. We have a whistle. We've got an Evangel foul. It's going to be on Brock Smith. 37-28. Tell you what, talking about Braden Belt hitting that three a moment ago. He has made the most three-point shots in the conference this season. Here's a skip pass to the right side. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Tyson Caffey. And then we're going to get a foul on Evangel. On the upcourt play? No, they're going to be a foul on Timmy. We're going to call Jaden Timmy for his second foul quickly. So Braden Belt, in 15 games, has hit 53 three-point shots, six more than the second highest shooter, hitting over 40% from three. Here comes Evangel up the court. As we go inside, 7 minutes to go in the opening half, Fowler in front of the Ravens, 37-28. Benedictine back on defense. Martinborough's into the game. He'll launch another three and hit another one. Adriel Martinborough, that is his fourth three. And he is 4 of 4 three-point shooting in the game. 40-28, Benedictine down a dozen. And as the ball goes into the lane, we've got a whistle, contact, and a foul. It's going to be on Garrett DeVault. DeVault came to the game just moments ago. I haven't had a chance to tell you anything about him. He's out of Norwood, Missouri. Only a freshman, but he's 6'3", 185 pounds. Ungashik coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. He'll put his first one up and good. And for Sam, only his second point of the game, he is 2 of 3 at the line tonight. Benedictine, 3 of its last 3 field goals. Evangel, 5 of its last 5. So these teams have absolutely heated up. Both free throws are good for Sam. And the Ravens are going to be back to within 10. It's 40-30, Evangel. 6.5 to go, opening half. The game is moving very, very quickly. The ball coming out on top. Smith has it for the Valor. He'll work his way to the left side. Brock Smith. Now it's going to be knocked away by Ahmad, saved by Edinburgh. Here's a three. It's up and good. This time it's Brock Smith, his second three of the game. 43-30. This game is not phenomenal. It's on the borderline of ridiculous. Evangel is, what, 9 of 12 three-point shooting. BC will have it over to the left side. Thinking about the three. Ungashik can't get it away. Gets it over to Ahmad. Comes to the right. Here's a three. In and out. No. Rebound is on the floor, and Fowler's going to pick it up. Here comes Stefan Salvi. Salvi back at a game. A little seesaw dribble way up high. Let's the offense kind of work for a minute. Down to 5.5 to go in the half. Fowler leading it here by 13. Goes into the lane. Passing up the short shot. Takes a long shot. Hits it from deep in the left corner. Another three. That is the first win of the game for Stefan Salvi and Benedictine. Taking a timeout. They're in trouble. 5:24 to go in the half here in the Nolan Gym. It is Evangel 46, Benedictine 30.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not saying that Benedictine is not in the game, but as much in the game as they are, it's because of how they've shot at the free throw line, where they're 9 of 10 at the free throw line tonight. Evangel only 2 of 3, so Benedictine getting some points at the free throw line, but the perimeter shooting by the Valor has been absolutely crazy. Martinborough, 4 of 4. Smith, 2 of 2. Telavis, 1 of 2. Pritchett, 3 of 4. This team is 10 of 13 three-point shooting. That's 77% from the outside. Only hitting 70% from the floor at 17 to 24. So the Ravens are going to have to find a solution. And when teams are just red hot like that, I'm not sure there is a solution. Here's a baseline three for Benedictine, and it won't go. With the rebound tipped out, and Martinborough comes down with it. Valor back up the floor. Down to 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Alvarado. Thompson with the basketball. Standing about a step above the top of the key. Goes over to the right side to Coffey. Looking into the eyes of Tyson Caffey. Now here's an 18-foot fadeaway shot. Right side, no good. Ravens race into the corner. Can't go away. The rebound. It's going to be Preston Reynolds coming up with the basketball. Ungashik into the forecourt. Sam will work around to the left side, swing it over to the wing, getting it down low is going to be Preston. He gets double-teamed, trapped on the baseline, able to lob it back out on top to Sam. Shot clock at 14. Ungashik, first to the left side, then to the right, cuts down the right side of the lane, dumps it into the corner. Ahmad's three partially deflected, and he got fouled. The whistle is going to be on 0. That is going to be Monrique Alvarado collecting his second foul of the game. And for Benedict, and again, I mentioned just moments ago, free throws are what is keeping them in the game. Well, they're going to need a little more of that here tonight. Shot up, no good. One, two, let's fix that. Two more shots coming up. For Ahmad, this one is perfect. And before the third free throw, Coach Capel is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. What do you say, guys? Taking a break at 4:23 to go in the opening half. Valor, 46. Ravens, 31.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gym as Ahmad Lewis strides up, looking for his third free throw opportunity, and he will knock that one down. So, collecting 2 of 3, Ahmad has 8 points, and Benedictine trails in the ball game at 46-32. Evangel around to the left side, nothing there. Bring it back to the free throw line. Pritchett swings left, swings right, goes in, falls away, hook shot, no, rebound, BC. Belt coming up with the board, and Ungashik into the forecourt. We're at 4 minutes to go in the half now. Sam goes to the left side. He gets double-teamed, pushed up all the way to the midcourt line where he's able to get it over to the right side of Preston. Reynolds back to Sam. He thought about three, does it. Goes left side. Ahmad, he'll cut it back off on top. Feeds in the middle. A decent shot, partially deflected. He gets his own rebound, goes up too softly with it, unable to rebound it. Now he's going to save it. BC keeps it in play. The shot for three. Good, Ahmad Lewis! Ahmad has 11. And it is 46-35. 3:25 to go. I mean, you gotta understand, we're on about a, what, 110 or 15 point pace right now? Something like that. Here's a three, launched and missed. And a rebound cleared away by Ungashik. Evangel's just crazy hot right now. When that happens, it is just a hard night. Here's a three for Belt. Threw it too hard. Rebound lost out of bounds, but there's a foul prior to that on the floor. And it is going to be on Evangel Stephensalvi. It is his second foul of the game. For the Valor, that is team foul 9, and Benedictine come to the line. And again, up there is going to be Ahmad Lewis. My question being, is this a 2 or is this a 1? officials coming over, and he's having trouble with both coaches now. Ahmad is up there. First one, nope. It's a 1-1, and that one was not going to go in. So Lewis, unable to convert, and back up with it will come Evangel. 2:55 to go in the half. Skip pass into the lane, back door. The ball's going to be blocked away, and a foul, I suppose, on... It's going to be on Ahmad. First foul of the game for Ahmad Lewis. Half a dozen fouls now for Benedict, and coming to the line, getting a couple of shots here, Josh Pritchett. 10 points. Now, Pritchett is this team's best scorer, but he's not so far tonight. That free throw's up and good. He has 11 points. Josh Pritchett, number 5 in the conference in scoring. 15 games in, he's averaging 18-6 a game, hitting 50.8% of his shots from the floor. Okay? Just a great shooter. This free throw is up and good. He'll get them both. That is the 12th point of the half for Josh Pritchett. And again, not even his team's leading scorer so far tonight. It is 48-35. And a driving shot for the Ravens is up and good for two. Braden Bell. So many points. 48-37. Fowler with the lead. 2.5 to go in the half. An uncontested three left side. Incredibly, it does not go in for Autry Accord. And Benedict will come back to the offensive end of the court. Ravens down 11. Over to the left side, it's going to be Preston. He will go to the baseline, get double-teamed there, push it back out on top. Sam goes three. Nope. And a rebound knocked away, lost out of bounds, off Benedictine. On the court for Evangel, Pritchett, Martinborough, Accord, Smith, and Salvi. For Benedictine, you got Adise out there. Who do you also have? Braden Belt, Ahmad Lewis, got Sam Ungashick, Preston Reynolds. So those are the Raven Five. 1:50 to go before intermission. Tom Stein with the basketball. Pritchett will have it on the right side for Evangel. They lead by 11. With a left-hand dribble between the circles, BC stays in its player D. Over to the left side, it's going to go to Accord. Down to the baseline left. Martinborough drives in, dishes it over, jump shot good. Martinborough the assist, and all alone, Salvi gets his 5th point of the game, and it's 50-37 with 1.5 to go first half. Ravens go over to the left side to Belt, out on top, Ungashick. Sam steps inside, backs away, kicks it off on top, Preston. Reynolds looks to the middle. The defense flashes out on top on him and switches. Now he will go into the lane against two defenders, shot missed, gets his own board. Comes out on top. Belt for three. New. Rebound. Evangel. 1 minute to play in the half. Adriel Martinborough out of Grand Bahama Island brings it up. Here's a three. It's good for Pritchett. Another one. And Evangel continues to be blistering hot. It is 53-37. Down to the last 45 seconds. Into the lane for the Ravens. Ungashick for two. That is Sam's first field goal of the night and his 5th point in this game. 53-39. Half a minute to go. Shot clock's at 20. So Benedictine will likely get another possession before halftime. Martinborough works it off on top. Sam sticks with him. They'll dish it over to the right side to Salvi. Salvi top of the key. Here's Smith. It's three. That thing came up about 3 feet short. Ravens up the floor. Right side with it is going to be Belt. Nice into the lane. Goes over to Ahmad, but Preston steals it and then has his pass knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, but they'll say it was off a Raven. So for Evangel, they're going to have to go the length of the court with 6 seconds, and they could do this. Martinborough back over to Pritchett. He will drive. Dish across, uncontested, three at the buzzer, not going to fall. It's halftime. What a crazy and high-scoring first half we've enjoyed here this evening. We'll be back and try to summarize it for you as best we can as they go to the locker room here in the Nolan Gymnasium. It's the Evangel Valor, 53, the Benedictine Ravens, 39.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Tell you what, it takes a minute to add up this crazy number of points that we've experienced in the course of this first half. 53 for Evangel in the first half, and that's against a Benedictine team that really prides itself on defense, and they do a lot of things to limit opponent scoring. But so far tonight, that has not been what's happened. And, well, let's just say it. Tonight's game, these are the two best scoring defenses in this conference. Evangel's the top scoring defense. Think about 67-9 a game, okay? Benedictine is the second scoring defense, 68.5. So they're giving up 68.5. Evangel's got 53 at halftime. Let's take a look at all that scoring. First of all, for Evangel, Josh Pritchett, their leading scorer through the course of the season, averaging 18.6 a game. He's got 15 at halftime. Adriel Martinborough has 14 at halftime. 7 for James Coffey, a half a dozen Brock Smith, 5 in a ballgame for Stephen Salvi. You've got Chandler Orahaki at 4-2 from Enrique Alvarado. For the Benedictine Ravens, one guy in double-digit scoring, and that is Ahmad Lewis with 11. It follows to Braden Belt, 7 and a half a dozen for Joel Adise. Coming off the bench, Sam Ungashik had 30 in the last outing. He's got 5 at halftime tonight. 3.5 for both Anthony Hall and Jake Thompson. 2 for Benedictine's Preston Reynolds. Looking down the foul column quickly, and I'm looking, not seeing anybody in any kind of trouble for either team. No one for either club with more than 2. Ah, here we go. Thank you. Let's look at those shooting numbers. And this is where it just is incredible. For Evangel, we've been talking about this the whole game, but it just bears repeating. Evangel in the first half cooled down a little bit. They go into the locker room hitting 60% of their shots, 19-32. They're 11-17, 3-point shooting at 4-5 at a free throw line. Benedictine, they're shooting below average. They're hitting 11-28. That is only 39%. They are 6-17 from outside, which is better than they started, but still 35% from there. 11-14 at the free throw line. So those 7 extra free throws have been a boon for BC. Rebounds, Ravens have a huge lead, 21-12. You've got, I don't know how you could do this, 16 assists for Evangel at halftime, Benedictine with 7. Ravens have turned it over 8 times, Evangel with only 2 first half turnovers. So all of that will put you in jeopardy and find you trailing by 14 at halftime. As I mentioned earlier, you can hear the Raven regimen, the band in the background. The crowd is phenomenal here tonight. And what all of them are hoping for? A huge Raven comeback in the second half. And we'll be back to see if that's what happens. But in the meantime, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half here from the Nolan Gymnasium. But with our halftime score, Evangel 53, Benedictine 39. We're kicking it back to our men, Neil and Brandon, in the Care Sports Studio, where they have assembled some kind of fantastic halftime for you. Take the timeout as Benedictine has raced to a 7-0 second half start. We'll take a break, guys, at 18:35 to go in the game. Valor 53, Benedictine 46.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
We've seen a lot of things tonight, including the big runs by these teams. Evangel starting off the ball game on a quick 8-0 run. The Ravens getting behind early, have never led in the game. Benedictine beginning the second half on a 7-0 run. And a game that is moving along very, very fast. 18:35 to play. Fowler's going to be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Benedictine is going to draw back and pick up the defense at the top of the key. Here comes Evangel. Manrique Alvarado will handle it from the one. Swings it left side to Martinboro. This time they'll dump it over to the right side. Salvi with it. They're working on top. Benedictine's defense forcing them to drive in, lay it in. Up, no good. Rebounding it down, BC. Ravens are going to run the other way. The feed over to the left side. The shot by Ahmad. No. Looking for the rebound. It's going to be taken away by Evangel. Here comes the Valor. Over to the left side with it is going to be Chase Coffey in a block from behind. What a job of rejecting that shot by Tyson Cathy. Going to go out of bounds down to the baseline. Coming back in again to Evangel. 18 minutes to go in the game. Edinburgh will go three. Misses it. Rebound Benedictine. So perhaps the worm has turned a little bit as we go to the second half. Ravens into the forecourt. They are down 7. Over to the right side. Ahmad comes out on top. Back over to the left to Preston. Into the lane. Splits two defenders. Lays it up and in Preston Reynolds. Benedictine is on now a, what are we, 2-4-6-9-0 run to begin the second half. 17 and a half to play. It is 53-48. Benedictine within 5. They've trailed by as many as 17. Here's a 3. Got it for Evangel, and they're on the board of the second half, and you knew it would be their leading scorer, Jeff Pritchett, to knock it down. 56-48. 17-10 to go. Driving in, Sam kicks it over to Ahmad. Ravens come back up on top. Preston will handle it between the circles. Reynolds goes right side. Ahmad launching 3 short. Rebound, Tyson. Back out on top. Sam for 3. Yes! Ungashik has 8. It is 56-51. Ravens right back in it again, down by 5 at 16:40 to go. BCs, are you ready for this? You're not going to believe this. A zone defense. They're in at 1-3-1. Here's a collision underneath. We get a whistle, and I suspect the foul is going to be on Preston. It will. Preston Reynolds picking up his first foul of the ball game. Checking in for Evangel will come Autry Accord and Brock Smith. Taking out Martinboro and Coffey. Benedictine is going to bring Tyson Cathy out of the game. And coming in for the first time in the second half, a guy had a great first half, Joel Adise. 56-51 Evangel. 16 and a half to go. Here's a 3. Launched. Missed. Rebound. Adise for Benedictine. Joel's bringing it up the court. Gets it all the way into the forecourt. Swings it over to Preston. Reynolds drives in. Goes in. Goes up. 2 more Preston Reynolds. Benedictine. Back to within 3. It's 56-53 with 16 minutes to go. What Benedictine has done here, they've stopped Evangel from scoring. Evangel, in 4 minutes, has 3 points. Here's a 3-point shot. No good. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to go out of bounds. Raven basketball. Checking in for Coach Moody now is going to come Jake Thompson. He's in for Belt. Coming in for Coach Capel is going to be Garrett DeVault. And he's going to come in for Alvarado. Benedictine into the forecourt. Ahmad Lewis goes into the lane. Goes up. Got fouled. Yep. The foul is going to be on Garrett DeVault. As quickly as he enters the game, he picks up his first foul. Ballard committed 1 second-half foul. Benedictine is committed 2. Ravens will have it in with 23 on the shot clock at their offensive baseline. It goes on the left side. Ahmad Lewis drives into the lane, changes hands, goes up, missed the layup, gets his own rebound, dishes it over, stepping inside. Baseline two is good. Ungashik. It's 56-55 with 15:20 to play. Benedictson down. Huge numbers in the first half. Have come storming back. Top side of the basketball. Evangel wings it over to the left. We're going to have a foul. And Adise crashes into Brock Smith. Smith hit a couple of threes early in the game, but Adise was trying to keep him from getting this one launched. He gets up in the air, partially deflected, but then comes down on Smith. There will be three free throws for Evangel here. And for Joel, foul number one. First free throw is going to be up and in for Brock Smith. Second free throw is going to be up and in for Brock Smith. Brock is not a bad free throw shooter. He hasn't missed a free throw this year. Didn't get much better than that. He hits this free throw. He is perfect on the season from the free throw line. It's 59-56, 55-55. Benedictine down four. Ravens are going to drive in, kick it over to the left side, come back out on top. LaRue's back in the game now. Adise on top, right side as Preston. He will start in, feed it back to Adise, but it gets away. And Evangel's going to come up with the loose basketball. 14:40 to go. Here's a running three, well off the mark. Rebound, Preston. Reynolds is going to bring it down quickly. Dip it over to the right side. Ungashik and Sam will walk into the forecourt. 14 and a half to go in the ball game. Benedictine with a basketball, trailing at 59-55. Ungashik has the ball taken away. They picked his pocket. It goes to the other end, and the layup is going to miss. We're going to have a foul by Sam. The freshman just allowed himself to be thieved. And Evangel will come to the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe for them is going to be Autry Accord. Accord is a 77.4% free throw shooter, so he's good at the line. First one here, bounces around and goes in. So Evangel getting a few more free throws opportunities in the second half than they had gotten by this juncture of the first half. Taking advantage of them as a team. They are 4-4 at the line. This one, 5-5 at the line. It is 61-55. However, in the first, now almost 6 minutes of the second half, one field goal by Evangel. It was a three, but only one bucket from the floor in 6 minutes. That is huge for Benedictine and the Raven defense coming to play here in the second half. BC goes long cross court. The feed comes out on top. LaRue goes three. Yes! Outside shot. Make that Tony Hall out there getting it for Benedictine. 61-58. From the top, a little bit of a head fake. Alcord was going to take the shot. He'll feed it to the left side, and the two-pointer for Brock Smith is good. Smith has stepped up big in the second half, coming in off the bench for Coach Capel. It is 63-58. Benedictine back over to the left side. Preston Reynolds backs away, plays off the screen, dumps it to the right to Sam. Ungashik knifes into the lane, drives all the way across, comes out on top. Here's a three that is not going to drop. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by Evangel. Here come the Crusaders to vault right side. All the way underneath the rim, spins and turns and scores. That was a pretty play, Garrett Javal. Pushing it down to a 65-58 lead. Ravens will have it up on the top. BC works around to the right side. Looking in the middle, it's going to be Jake Thompson. And now Sam has the ball taken away from him again. Ungashik, another turnover. And as the ball comes down the court, Evangel's somehow going to save it from getting away out of bounds. 12 and a half to go in the ball game, 65-58. Evangel backs away, launches three, swish. Knocking it down is going to be Josh Pritchett. his seventh three-point shot of the game. Yeah, just the threes, he's got seven. And it is 68-58. So Benedictine to draw to within one. Fowler has pushed back, taking the double-digit lead again. Driving shot from the right side. Ungershick for two. 68-60. And we have 11:50 to play. Here's a three on the other end, way off the mark. And an offensive rebound. Pulling down Evangel. Rotating the shot is up, no good, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul call. Official down at the main sign is going to let us know. Preston Reynolds will be saddled with his second foul of the game. Just in case you're wondering, Evangel has set a new single-game high for three-point shots already. And we've got 11:42 to go. Single-game high for three-point shots this season. The first free throw by the lefty is up and good. So Stephen Salvey will have his first second-half point. Three substitutions coming in for Evangel, two coming in for Benedictine. So resetting the Raven 5, I've got Preston Reynolds at the top. On the left side for Benedictine, it's going to be Braden Belt and Anthony Hall. On the right side, Tyson Cathy and Ahmad Lewis. Long look at it in the middle for Salvey. Free throw, no good. Offensive rebound. The shot from the top, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Preston will clear it down. Here come the Ravens. Over to the left side, Ahmad. Starts into the lane, backs it away. Tyson back out, Ahmad, left side. From the baseline, Reynolds. Three! Preston Reynolds! 69-63. 11-11 to go. Benedictine again back to within a half a dozen, making it a two-possession Evangel lead. Left side with it is Adriel Martinborough. Martinborough covered up by Tyson Cathy. Can't get rid of the ball. Can't get rid of the ball. Can't get rid of the ball. There's your 5 seconds. Did Coach get a timeout? He did. Coach Capel races to his feet, gets a timeout. As it was a great job by Tyson Cathy to pinch down on Martinborough and trap him. Martinborough's coming over. The officials having a word with him. Martinborough's not happy. And we're going to take a break. Timeout on the court. 11:01 to go in the game. It's Valor 69, Ravens 63.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in the middle. And the Ravens steal the inbound pass. Left side it goes. Back to the right. Back to the left. Head fake. Layup. Good. Plus one. The Raven team on the floor is absolutely adrenaline pumped. It was a back and forth down the court between Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Cathy. And Tyson finishes the shot, draws the foul. His free throw is good. First points of the game for Tyson. It is 69-66. Ken Benedictine is within three at 10:45 to go. Evangel with it on the left side. Logan Rogers. And we're going to get a turnover top side. Mishandling the basketball. Evangel will turn it over and the Ravens will bring it in. Preston Reynolds is running the ball club from the one. 6'5" freshman guard. And now he's going to have it stolen away from him. He got double teamed, and the layup on the other end is going to be up and in. Knocking it down is Jay's Coffee. He's got nine. 71-66. 10:20 to go. Preston having trouble getting the ball at the court against Edinburgh. Now he'll drive it down the right side, dump it over to the left, throws it away. Reynolds So Preston Reynolds is going to throw it away for Benedictine. His skip pass right into the arms of an Evangel defender. And now the officials with a whistle, and they're going to have a conference. An intentional foul is going to be called on Tyson Caffey. That's what the conference was all about. They're going to say he grabbed. Coach Moody's wanting to know what's going on, and they're saying that he grabbed him. And so the intentional foul, we're going to get a couple free throws. Coach Moody's holding on to the basketball, making sure that he gets a chance to talk to the official and share him with him his opinion on that play and that call. So coming to the free throw line will be Garrett Duvall. A couple of free throws, rattles that one in. Evangel's really beginning to pick up some points at the free throw line also. They're 10 of 12, and add two more right there. They are 12 of 14 at the free throw line. So that they weren't red hot from the floor, they've also been phenomenal at the free throw line tonight. A couple of free throws there, and return of the possession of the basketball. They lead Benedictine 73-66. We are 10 minutes to play. Little backdoor layup is up and in. Jace Coffey. 11, 75-66. And the Ravens within three a moment ago, right back down by nine. 9:50 to play. And again, down the line, guys, we'll be expecting that media timeout here shortly. BC's going to turn it over. It was going to stolen away from Anthony Hall, and on the other end, the shot is missed. Ravens reach in and try to steal it back, can't, and come up with it. BC up the floor. By the way, it's getting a little ragtag out of the court right now. Out on top, here's the Raven three. Yes! Anthony Hall! 75-69. 9:20 to play. Skip pass over to the left side from Alvarado, and the Ravens are going to reach in, and the foul is on Anthony. So Hall picking up his second foul, but for the Ravens, it's a pivotal foul. It'll be team foul seven. And with that break in the action, we have a timeout on the floor. Let's do it. 9:18 to go in the game here at the Dolan Gymnasium. It's Evangel 75, Benedictine 69.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
.918 to go in this ball game. It has been in the hands of Evangel the entire night. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Benedictine battled back. Cut it all the way to 7 and then cut it below that. Evangel pushes back. Goes up 16. Goes up 17 points. Lead at halftime, 53-39. Then in the second half, Benedictine battles back. Cut it to 1. Evangel pushes it to 10. Benedictine battles back, cuts it to 3. Evangel pushes back to 9. Now the Ravens have cut it to 6 again. So what's the bottom line is, Evangel has been on the top of the hill, but the Ravens are not stopping in their effort to climb. At the line for the Valor. Wait a minute. Now apparently Benedictine's got a foul, a technical foul call. I didn't even see that. I was so busy watching Coach Capel yelling at the one official. I didn't see the technical against Benedictine's bench. So we're going to get a free throw by Alvarado. And the second one by Alvarado. So a tough break for BC right there. And the intentional foul a moment ago, and now the technical fouls, those are 4 points, and then back at the free throw line for the regular foul for Accord. Missed it. Front half of the 1-1, no good. Rebound pulled down by Evangel, now stolen. There's Ahmad. He's in. He's up. He's good. Ahmad Lewis, 15 points on the breakaway. It's 77-71. And now we've got Coach Moody out on the floor, and he is furious. I mean, he is extremely, extremely unhappy, and I'm not sure just what's happening out here that is happening. I don't know what's going on, but whatever it is, it's changed the direction of this possession. Evangel have the ball back. We're at 8:58 to go. Fowler with the basketball. Way up top side. Shot clock at 12. Here's the alley-oop, and the layup is going to be up and good. Throwing that way down is Jace Coffey. 7 in the first half, 6 in the second. Ravens down court. Belt 3. Gets it, Braden Belt. 79-74. BC back within 5. The Ravens absolutely refuse to go away here this evening. Evangel knows they have to continue to score at this hot pace. They're going to hold on here tonight. Benedictine staying after him. 12 on the shot clock. Evangel goes to the right, into the lane. There's a travel, no whistle, falling away. The fall-away shot is up and missing, and a rebound is going to be tipped out on top, recovered by Belt. Benedictine up the floor. Here comes Ungershick. The Ravens are 2-on-5. And Sam coming up the floor, has the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll come back in to BC at the baseline. 7:59 to go. 79-74, Valor. Ravens in at the baseline. Ungershick out on top, it'll go to Tyson. Kathy gives it back. Skip pass over to the right side to Ahmad. Back it comes to Belt. Ahmad Lewis with it again, way up top side. He will accelerate to the right, drop it into the baseline. The 3 for Timmy, not going to fall, and the rebound of Coffey. Evangel coming the other way with 7.5 to go. Ravens trying to get the ball in game, 79-74. Alvarado accelerates left, pulls up, 14-footer, missed it, rebound, pulled down by Tyson. Kathy clears it down, brings it up the court a couple of dribbles, and then outlets it across the timeline to Braden. Belt will come into the lane, stops, looks, twists, turns, needs some help, throws it on its way, and he got absolutely no help. Ravens turning it back over. Benedict trying to get the ball game, cannot afford to give away possessions. Driving in, is there no travel here? The shot goes up, is it good? It is. So the bucket is good at Evangel. Goes up now 81-74 at 6:50 to play. And now we're going to have a foul topside on Evangel. And as he comes to the near side, Chase Coffey complains to the official. Chase Coffey is totally gassed. He is just gasping for air and throws himself into the chair. And yet, Coffey with, 13 points has played really well tonight. Here comes Benedictine. They drive into the middle. We get a whistle. We got another Evangel foul. By the way, that shot a moment ago by Pritchard, 23 points, and only 1 2-point shot in that. Ravens are going to bring it in. Ungershick will have it up topside. 81-74, Benedictine trailing by some 7. 6.5 to go. Sam kicks it off on top. It's going to be snapped out of the hands of Belt. Back it will come to BC. Evangel playing some pretty good defense right now. Out there for Evangel, Alvarado, DeVault, Accord, Smith, and Salvi, and we're going to get a timeout. Which way is it going? BC taking it. Let's take a break, guys. We're at 6:31 to go in the game. We've got a great finish in store. It's Evangel 81, Benedictine 74.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
here in the Dolan Gymnasium. 81-74, Valor in front of the Ravens. And say what, Evangelist is really, really good on the road. It's as simple as that. In fact, they are the only team in the conference with an unblemished record on the road. Through 15 games, Evangel 6-0, went away from the Ashcroft Center. They've beaten Culver Stockton on the road, Grandview, Baker, Missouri Valley. And they are a team that can play at home or away. Backing in with a Timmy. Benedictine with the basketball. Timmy comes out on top to Ahmad. Lewis, left side. He's got to get the shot away. Time running out. A desperation shot off the mark. And it is going to be a shot clock violation as it failed to make contact with the rim. So Benedictine, coming out of the timeout, did not execute what I suspect Coach had drawn up for them. And here comes Evangel, leading it by 7. 6:14 to play. They'll swing it over to the right side, try to drive into the lane, twisting, turning, finally lobbing it out on top. They'll dish it left, Brock Smith into the corner, and it's going to be slapped away by Tyson Cathy. Tyson nearly running into the percussion section. And it's going to be off Evangel. So the official down to the corner, as Tyson goes and tracks down the ball. He says, oh, you can stay there and just put it in play. It's Benedictine basketball. Here come the Ravens. Up with it comes Ahmad Lewis. Sam's been out of the game for a while. Preston Reynolds has it up on top. Over to the left side to Belt. Braden drives, goes into the lane, puts up the runner. Yes, Braden Belt for two. It is now 81-76. 5.5 to play. Benedictine down 5. Evangel works left, comes off on top, gets it to Pritchett. He really wanted to take the shot, but Timmy got in front of him and made him change his mind. Over to the left side, it's going to be Martinborough. Shot clock at 8. Martinborough works baseline shot, blocked by Tyson. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Tyson will be called for a foul, and for Tyson Cathy, that is going to be personal foul, what, 3? 4. Tyson's 4th foul. The free throw here is no good. So Adriel Martinborough, here's a guy who is just off the hook in the first half. 4 threes and a 2, 14 halftime points. Martinborough has scored no points in the second half. And with those 4 fouls, Tyson Cathy is coming out of the game and back in for the Ravens. Is going to come Joel Adise. Second free throw here is in. So Martinborough will have his 15th point of the game, making it 82-76. 5:15 to go. Up court with it, Benedictine. Out on top, Preston. Preston will work over to the left side. Kick it again there to Ahmad. Feed to the free throw line. Backing in is Timmy. Out on top, the 3 for Ahmad. Off the right side, no good. Coming up with a rebound is going to be Martinborough. Back up over the basketball is Evangel. 4:50 to go. Quick pass to the right side to Pritchett. He will go baseline, dish it across. The ball's on the floor. Pick back up Evangel. They'll kick it off on top to Alvarado. Preston Reynolds defends him. Now Pritchett left side. It's 3. It's no good. Rebound. Ravens. And then it's going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. And Preston Reynolds having some struggles out there tonight. Preston, 2 in the first half, 7 more in the second. Had some turnover problems, and now Benedictine is going to bring Ungashik back in and take out the big guy. And now with a shot, we're going to get another foul called. And this one is going to be on Belt. Belt picking up the personal foul. It'll be his first. And the official's looking at the floor like they're trying to make sure that there's no moisture on it. Evangel coming to the free throw line again. It's going to be Stephen Salvi. He hit 2 free throws a moment ago, and he was granted them for what the officials called an intentional foul. And this free throw rattles in and out and in. That is going to be his 8th point tonight. We're down to 4 minutes and 34 seconds of play. Time becoming an issue. As the Valor goes up now, 83-76. One more shot coming up for Salvi. Stefan, a lefty, puts this one right in. 84-76. So Benedictine got his work cut out for it again. Down some 8 points as Ungashek up the floor. 4:25 to play. Belt will go to the left side, draws three defenders, kicks it over to Sam. He'll go across, passes in the middle, back to Sam, out on top, back over to the right side. Ungashek into the corner, underneath to Timmy, misses the layup, but it's tipped up and in, Preston Reynolds. The guy in the right spot at the right time, Preston, lifts it back in, and it's 84-78. We are at 4 minutes to go. Evangel eases over to the left side. Salvi gets it back behind him to Autry Accord. Benedictine, 10 team fouls to Fowler, only 4 second half fouls. You can hear a lot of discord in the crowd. They are not happy with the inequity of second half fouls. Here's a 3, no. Rebounded, and it's going to be over the top of the backboard. They're going to call it back. It will come to Benedictine. Braves are going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. It'll come into Sam. And the Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. Autry Accord coming over to provide a little token pressure on Ungashek, but not really in his hip pocket. 18 on the shot clock. Sam will drive all the way to the right side. Puts it out the window and scores it. Ungashek. 84-80. 3:13 to play. And that's enough for Burt. Evangel, taking the timeout. Let's enjoy it, guys. What a finish. 3:09 to play in the game. It's Evangel 84, the Benedictine Ravens 80.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Enjoying college basketball with us here this evening on KAIR-FM, Wharton Atchison. Evangel's numbers have cooled, but they're still fantastic. They're hitting half of their shots, 27 of 54. They're hitting 85% of their free throws, 17 of 20, and are 13 of 27 from three-point land. For Benedictine, 52.8 from the floor. They're 28 of 53. From the outside, hitting 43%, 12 of 28 and 12 of 15, 80% of the free throw line. So both teams shooting really well. That's why we've got a four-point game with 3:09 to go. Evangel putting it in play. They're down to 20 on the shot clock. Topside with it is going to be Autry Accord. They'll try to go to the back door. Blocked by Preston Reynolds. Here comes Benedictine. Reynolds upstairs to reject the shot. Ahmad DeBelt, over to the right side, it goes to Sam. Ungashek has been driving. He'll try it again. Goes in, loses it. Out on top, Belt. It's three. No. Rebound. Evangel, and we have a Valor foul. The whistle is going to be on Monique Alvarado. It is going to be his third foul of the game, and it'll be team foul five for the Valor. Benedictine putting it in play at their baseline, getting a fresh possession with 20 on the shot clock. Here's Timmy with it. Hands it over to Belt. Belt tries to drive in. Defenders right in front of him. They know how he shoots. Thompson is going to be around to Ahmad. In the middle to Timmy. Got fouled. Jaden Timmy dribbled into the lane. Starts to go up with a shot and reaching across him. I think that's going to be Pritchett. It is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Josh Pritchett. And Jaden Timmy come to the line for Benedictine. It is 84-80 with 2:32 to play. The senior rattles it home. It's 84-81. The big guy from Creighton Prep in Omaha. Eyes it, sends it, scores it. 84-82, the Ravens within a pair. Up court for the basketball, Evangel. Left side is going to be Alvarado. Ungashik working against him. 0-on-0. You got to love that matchup. Kick over to the left side. It's going to be Bridget. He's the guy you'll see take the shot likely. Saldi will have it. He's got it on the right wing. Shot clock's at 11. Back going to come to Alvarado. You know they got to be looking at Bridget. Alvarado goes in, drops a shoulder, puts a shot up, and the foul is going to be whistled on Ungashik. And Alvarado closed his eyes, jumped up, leaned in, and was able to draw that foul. Had no chance of making that shot. He just kind of flung it in the general direction of the rim. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the game, and for Benedict, and again, they're over the limit. This is going to be the second foul by Sam, and the first free throw is up and good. So Alvarado has only 5 points of the game, but he's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And the 5'11 junior from Costa Rica sends this one up and drains it. Perfect at the free throw line, and now he's coming out of the ball game. He seems very unhappy to be coming out. Coming in for Coach Capella is going to be Garrett DeVault. They're going to bring DeVault into the game. He is a freshman, 6'3" freshman. Ravens up court for the basketball now, trying to get 86-82. And we're at a minute 50 to go. Winding down to the late moments of the game. Let's see if the Ravens have some heroics in store. Here's the Timmy three. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. What have we got? What's the call here? I suspect it's going to be a foul by Benedictine. And we're going to walk to the Evangel end of the court with a minute 40 to play. Evangel, they look like, I don't know what they look like. They're just kind of walking up the slope, following the official, like chicks following a mother hen out into the yard. Ravens are already down the court, lined up on the free throw line, or lining the lane, and Banjo very slowly coming up the court. It's going to be Pritchett. He will hit the first one. Josh Pritchett, oddly enough, was only 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. This free throw is short. Rebound Benedictine. 87-82. BC up the court. We're at a minute and a half to play. Ravens down 5. To the right side, Timmy. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens is Coach Moody sets the course for the final minute 28. Timeout of the court. It's Fowler 87, Ravens 82.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Band in the background, crowd leaning forward. They're not standing. Well, some of them are. Some of the students are. Most of them are just leaning forward in their seats. Focused on backcourt. We're with a minute 28 to play. Evangel, who has led from the opening moments of the game, clings down to the 5-point lead at 87-82. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil and Brandon back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. The Ravens are going to be putting in a play from the far side. Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Belt are the Benedictine five. Reynolds with a basketball, and we're going to have a foul off the ball. It's going to be on Garrett DeVault. I'm sure Coach Capel has a reason for bringing DeVault in. Not who I expected them to bring into the game, but now they're going to take him back out and bring back in Manrique Alvarado. Coach Capel is having a very stern word with DeVault. One of his teammates gets up and tells him to sit down. And the Ravens will miss the free throw. It's on the floor. It's rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Evangel Ball. And now we've got a Evangel player. I don't know if he's hurt or if he's just taking a breather out there. With a minute 21 to go. Are we getting another timeout here? And apparently we are. Let's take a break, guys. 1:21 to go. Again, the coach is circling the wagon. It's Valor 87, Benedictine 82.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here's the thing for Evangel. They have not had a field goal in the last 5 minutes, 34 seconds of the game. Now, what they have done has been just phenomenal at the free throw line. And that's where they've been really collecting all of their scoring. In fact, in the second half, it would take just a little quick math. There's 4, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13, and 4. 17 of Evangel's second half points have come at the free throw line. There's 17 of 20, by the way, in the second half. Here we go, full court pressure now. Plumbed by Benedict, the ball's going to be slapped away from Pritchett for a moment, but he's able to go back and recover it. And Evangel bringing it up the floor. With a minute 14 to go, they'll come into the forecourt. Leading Benedictine by 5 at 87-82. Pass will go over to the left side. Alvarado will handle it there. Ungashik plays him. The Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Ahmad. Lewis, coast to coast. Head fake. Shot blocked. Rebounding it back down is Evangel. Ravens chasing the basketball. It'll outlet to the left side is at Martinborough. Martinborough back on the top. Alvarado. Man, Benedictine had an incredible opportunity and did not cash it in. 40 seconds to go. 11 on the shot clock now. Skip pass into the middle. Pritchett's all alone and lays it in. And we're going to get an Evangel timeout. Okay, Coach Capel taking a timeout. Pritchett with the layup as he had gotten inside and beaten the freshman, Preston Reynoldson. Guys, I'm going to promise you this is going to be final timeout of the ball game. 35 seconds left. It's Evangel 89, Benedictine 82.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Both teams still huddle up around their respective coaching staffs as we're at 35 seconds of play in the game. And Evangel leading at 89-82. For Benedictine, they have had no field goals in almost 3 minutes now. Down now by 7. So 7's a big deal. 7 makes it a 3-possession game with 35 seconds to go. It comes into Ahmad. Lewis will drive it down the right side. 31, 30 seconds. Ravens have got no time to fool around with long possessions here. Comes out on top to Belt. He'll feed in the middle of Timmy. Goes in and up and hits a plus one. Coach Capel just pulls a towel and throws it up over his head. Like, of all the things I did not want was to give this team a chance to score, get another point without any time running off the clock, and that's exactly what has happened here. Coming to the line, it's going to be Jaden Timmy. The free throw is good. It is now 89-85. A 4-point game at 23 seconds left. And we have, each team has timeouts left, but I'm not sure what's going on here. Coach Moody's on his feet. He's looking for what's going on here. And now they're coming over to review the video. I got to tell you, I've been on the scorer's table, which, by the way, is the worst place to watch a ball game from. Everybody says, oh, you got to sit on the scorer's table. No, you can't see anything from there. But I've been there enough times and watched enough of these video replays to know that you can't see much on that video screen. The quality is mediocre at best. It's grainy. There's no magnification. The people are tiny on the screen, even though the screens are probably 17-inch screens down there. It's got to be something pretty egregious before they could possibly say they saw something. So, after that, looking at it, nothing happens, and it'll be Evangel basketball. 23 seconds of play, Fowler by four. Benedictine, of course, pressing on the inbound. They're going to quickly attack the basketball. It'll go over to the left side, and the Rams are going to commit a foul. The question is, against whom will it be called? It is going to be credited to Anthony Hall, and we will walk to the other end of the floor. You would expect Coach Capel, a bright young man, is going to have his very finest free throw shooters on the team out of the court. And I suspect that's true, because we got a guy out here we have seen so little of, Autry Accord, and he is a 77% free throw shooter. This one is perfect. Accord will hit his first and have one more free throw coming up. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line in this game. This one is up, rolling, and it goes in. It is now 91-85. So for Benedictine, the difference between a 4-point game and a 6-point game is pretty much not any. Ravens are going to come down the court. Here's a 3-point shot. Ahmad way too strong. And on the rebound, the ball is going to get away and go out of bounds. And it is going to be Evangel basketball with 12 seconds to play. It would appear that Evangel is going to be able to persevere here tonight, fight back against the Ravens. Tremendous come from behind effort. And now we're going to get a Benedictine foul with 10 seconds to go. Once again, we will walk to the Evangel into the court. This time, the Valor are going to leave his four teammates in the backcourt as Pritchett comes to the free throw line, and that one is up and good. Evangel just continues to knock down free throws, continues to shoot spectacularly well tonight. Both of those are going to be good. And it's 93-85. And some of the faithful beginning to work their way toward the gate here tonight. Ungashik will be allowed to go down and miss a driving layup. Oh, my goodness. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. It's Valor, 93. Benedictine, 85. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per deposit.